from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who just, whose voice just did something. Not sure what it is, but I'm here. I'm comfortable, and I'm here to take your mind off stuff, keep you company with a bit of meandering silliness, because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And here's a couple of ways we keep this podcast free for everybody. But this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. With just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking, if the answer to those questions are yes, yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show. If it was missing from my life, I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, I do need, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place, more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now if the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. All right, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. It's my favorite part of the show because I get to say thank you for the people that empower me to be here on a regular basis. I want to thank Teresa and Sana, who signed up with KiwiCo. Their first set of boxes are both on the way. They're going to have a really fun time with the children in their lives. They're going to have fun themselves, and they shared about it online. So if you want to be like Teresa or like Sana, you know, if you get something from a sponsor, let the sponsor know about it so they know their partnership with Sleep With Me is valuable. Tag them on Twitter or Instagram. Tag me so I can thank you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone because you make this podcast possible. I realize it's the most, upbeat part of the show because I'm upbeat. I love bringing you this podcast to put you to sleep. And I love that it's free for everybody. And that is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Oh, Mystery Bard. A lot of people help out on the show. Who are
Chris
they?
Posty poster song.
Sounds like an earful.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. the Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
A runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bar.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Laura, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. Now it's time to slow it down. I'm at Dearest Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. That's where you can find me. And let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts you're thinking about, you know, things on your mind, anything from the past, present, or future, feelings, you know, emotions, physical sensations. It could be changes in time or temperature, travel. Someone else could be traveling. It could be anything. Whatever it is, it is important, right? Trying to use positive words, but you know, it might maybe getting on your nerves. Whatever's keeping you awake, I'm here though to take your mind off of it, and so I'm gonna try to create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. I think I said that. Thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, whatever it is, I try to take your mind off of that. Oh, the way I'm going to do it. Forgetfulness. That could keep you up. I mean, it does for me. I say, how did I forget that? But what way I'm going to do it is I'm going to create a safe place where it's okay. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to be forgetful. It's a place where a safe place should be very accepting and comforting. The assumption of acceptance, I think that should be like assimilated into the construction products of a safe place. You'd say, did you say assimilation of construction products? I'd say, no, we may use construction materials. We use construction materials that have assimilated the assumption of acceptance, where acceptance is assumed. But it's not assumed, though. Because I also like to remind you. So I guess, but you know what I'm saying. I'm going to try to create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. Oh, so creaky. Oh, so imperfect. And my meanders will be oh so pointless. Just like our cute friend Baby Oso in these Mandalorian episodes, my pointless meanders will be oh so meandering. Pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. I think you got a little bit of that early on there. Metaphors, incomplete metaphors, sidetracks. I haven't met a sidetrack that I haven't put in front of me. I say, well, let me put you right in front of me. I'm going to walk right sidetrack. I'd say, holy, you're a main track to me, except for the main road I was supposed to be on where I set up the podcast intro. So I'll BRB. You know, that's what does Scoot say to a sidetrack? Depends, actually, because it may be if I'm in the middle of a tangent, it might be, hey, how you doing? Pleased to meet you. I already said it 5 seconds ago, but I haven't met a sidetrack I didn't want to, sit down and talk to for about 15 or 20 minutes. But this particular sidetrack, I say, hey, be right back, because I say, well, so that's what I'm going to do. Welcome to Sleep With Me. It's a podcast to keep you company and take your mind off stuff as you drift off to sleep. So if you're new, I'm glad you're here. Now, a couple things to know right away. Podcast does not work for everybody. So see how it goes. And I will tell you, and I don't gain anything by telling you this, but a lot of listeners, maybe in the millions, hundreds of thousands of people at least, have said, took two or three tries before I got used to the show. And then eventually I realized Scooter never will make any, that he wasn't kidding when he said pointless meanders, superfluous tangents, and creaky dulcet tones. So kind of see how it goes. Don't try to figure this podcast out because I haven't done it. I'm someone that has full conversations with sidetracks, and I say, oh boy, I'm working on a book, sidetrack compliments, not what you think, but you could sidetrack a conversation with compliments. That would be, I guess it would be a sign. You say, well, isn't that lovely? And they'd say, what, did I drop my sandwich? What do you mean, isn't that lovely? I say, Scooch, you're getting into... Okay, so if you're new, it doesn't work for everybody. Give it a few tries. See how it goes. Maybe the podcast will work for you. Maybe it won't. But I hope it does, because you deserve a good night's sleep. A couple other things to know is this is a podcast. It kind of goes along with what I just said. You don't really need to listen to it. You could kind of barely listen. You can listen, or you can partially listen. You could slowly see how it works for you. So it's a podcast you don't need to listen to, but you can. I'm going to be here. If you can't fall asleep, I'm going to be here till the end. And that's another part of the show. No pressure to fall asleep. This is a podcast to kind of keep you company and be your friend as you drift off. And the reason the shows are about an hour is so you have plenty of time. So you could kind of drift off at your leisure. Also, structurally, if you're new, that can throw new listeners off a lot. So much so, some of them may not even be listening anymore. But if you're still with me, a couple of things to know if you're new. Structurally, the show is very different than almost every show because it's here to put you to sleep eventually, or kind of put you to sleep almost. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you don't. Okay, so show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the podcast free for everybody. Essential. I'd prefer the podcast to be free for everybody than behind a paywall. So thanks everybody for supporting the show and enabling us to do that. So that's the business part. Then there's an intro, which some listeners also think is an extension of the business or like a drawn out a part of the business. And no, it's just like a more silliness business. You know, my business is, you know, when people are standing around and they're doing something, but they're not really doing something. Like, I think people say the analogy would be, oh, are you just kicking the tires on that thing? I don't know if you could picture that. Like, someone's standing there, maybe the ground's a little bit dusty, they're kicking at the dust, or maybe they're swinging one of their legs. And they're kind of drift, you know, they're a little bit drifted. They're standing there, but they're kind of somewhere else at the same time. I don't know why I brought that up even. That's funny. I guess I just drift, you know, what did I have to, oh, that's what the intros are like. Oh, yeah, so it does, I brought it up for a reason. That's kind of what the intro of the show is like, a little bit. It is not quite like that. The whole idea of the intro of the show is like 12 to 18 minutes of me trying to explain what the podcast is. But I guess like that person standing there, you say, here's like what a critical part of us, like in my brain, I have a lot of critical parts, right? Some of which, most of which get in the way of me falling asleep. That's what I'm, one of the things I'm trying to distract you from. I call them brain bots or my Nana. And if I was just sitting around, let's just say I'm standing there somewhere. And one, they say, what are you doing, standing around aimlessly? And I say, like, maybe the first time I don't even hear it. I'm like, you know, just kicking up some dust, maybe, you know, what are you doing, drawing in the dirt with your foot? Not exactly. Oh, well, are you thinking or are you standing? Kind of neither, both and neither, I guess. I don't know. If I had to tell you what I was doing, I'd say I'm doodling with my foot, but I'm not actually even doodling. What are you doing? Just scraping the ground? I guess so. I'm kind of standing here, I guess, kind of scraping the ground and kind of thinking, but not thinking. I'm thinking about something, but I don't know what it is. And I'm also thinking about nothing when I'm not thinking about something. What was your question? What are you just standing around? Well, I guess my first answer stands, not exactly. I'm standing, and I guess I'm around where I am, and I'm kind of moving around. Well, what are you waiting for? What are you procrastinating? No, actually, I wasn't quite enjoying myself, but I was in one of those rare states of not enjoying myself. And then you came along to set me straight, right? You part of my efficiency system. Is that related to my limbic system? Oh boy, you're right. I got to get going, huh? Thank goodness you're here. Cause I was on the wasn't quite having idle time. I was having time that wasn't half bad. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad to see you get going. Holy cow. Thanks. So that can be like what goes through my head at bedtime. I don't know if anybody else can relate to that. Or when I'm just staying, I mean, here's what I'd say. Let's take a breath together here. We don't always have the peace of mind or the quality of internal space, or at least I don't, to say, I guess I'm kind of just barely standing around. It's pretty nice. You want to join me? Well, I was just going to ask you questions to try to get you moving. What do you mean I'm just you're just barely standing around? Well, did you listen to that other 8-minute monologue I just made? I was kind of kicking at the dirt here, but absentmindedly in a good way. And then I was looking at that grass. Actually, I was feeling the warmth of the air and the coolness of the breeze. I don't know. My brain kind of seemed empty for a little while. You want to try it? Well, I don't know. Is it okay? Yeah, it's okay to try it. It's okay to just stand around doing, barely doing anything. Really, it is? Yeah, what I like to do is listen to this podcast. It's kind of like very similar to this, but different. And actually, I make it. So I listen to it when I'm editing it. But if I was trying to, like Jeff V, how do you say that? Like they call it with wine. But I'm reading those books by Jeff V, or whatever. I think we had that of like stillness or the almost, we're just kind of soaking that in. And you can do it too. It's fine. Actually, how about if I put my arm around you? So you're going to put your arm around me and we're just going to stand around. Yeah, look at that. Oh, wow. That feels not, it's like I'm doodling with my foot, but I'm not doodling anything even specific or non-specific. Yeah, it's kind of like you're scraping at the ground, huh? It feels good, huh? Yeah, it doesn't feel half bad. Right. Okay. You stay there doing that. I'm going to get back to the other listeners. All right. I'll see you in a bit. Okay, this is a little bit meta if you're new, but this is actually what I try to do with every intro, is take that part of you, or maybe for you it's something different, and say, hey, what if we do this for a little while? I'm going to talk. I'm not going to get to the point for 12 to 18 minutes of trying to introduce the podcast and tell you, you don't really need to listen or feel pressure to fall asleep. I'm your bud, your boar bud, your boar bay, your boar sib, your boar cuz. You're standing around, barely doing nothing, buddy. And I'm here to take your mind off of stuff and stand at your side when you need it. Or say, hey, it's okay to, just go ahead and swing. You could slack your jaw or you could purse your lips. And you say, I don't know, I'm not doing nothing. I guess I'm doing something, but so that's the je ne sais quoi, I guess, because I can't say that terroir word, or I don't know how to say it, with wine. I don't know, ambiance might be another, not quite their version of it. But so I'm here to do that for you, to take your mind off stuff, and then ideally, you just slip away. Just like that other part of my brain that I just tried to comfort and say, hey, why don't you do some barely standing around and see how it goes? I say, okay, maybe I will. So that's the podcast. So that's the intro, which we're right at the end of now. Then I'm going to talk about The Mandalorian in a boring way. Now, not a boring show, but my coverage of it, you say, I don't remember that from the episode. And you'd say, that's interesting. What did Scoots talk about episode 8? I don't know. I thought he was talking about episode 5. That happens. People say, are you sure you weren't talking about season 2 of Mandalorian? And I say, this was made before that existed, so could have been. So I'm here to keep you company as you drift off. That's the main thing. The reason I make this show is because I've been there, clearly. I mean, you heard that. There's a part of me that says, what are you just enjoying? You're not. Not enjoying yourself? Oh boy, we better get doing something. I want to create space for you to relax, to unwind, and to sink into bed, because I truly believe you deserve a good night's sleep. And I'm here to help you if I can. And now, like I said, I can't help everybody, but I hope I can help it dial it down for you so you can drift away. And I want you to work very, very hard on this show because I yearn and I strive to help you fall asleep. I appreciate you coming by. And here's a couple of ways we're able to keep this podcast free for everybody. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. All right, everybody, Scoots here, and we're talking about the last episode of Season 1, Chapter 8. Not Episode 8, it's Chapter 8, but because I was going to say Episode 8. I was also going to say buddy, but then I realized I was talking to myself, and it's probably not appropriate to call myself buddy. So we're talking about Chapter 8. We'll get to the title of it. It starts with the previously on The Mandalorian. And we got a little Grief. We got a little Varner. We got some Cara Dune. I thought it was a sand dune at first because I just put Dune. We got the Covert, we got the Grouchy Mandalorians, and then the Grouchy one, a little showdown, relocation, This Is the Way, which either someone said it or it reminded me of So Shall We All, but it's really So Say We All after I Googled it. They said, so that whole series, they weren't saying So Shall We All. They probably knew it at the time, but we'll talk about that maybe later. Crew sequence, you know, gathering the crew, that droid, client, Varner out, and the cliffhanger, and old whoever, Moff Gideon, saying it will be mine, which reminded me of Be Mine, which reminded me of those Candy Hearts, speeder bike chase, post comedy chat. That doesn't make any sense. Oh, except it does. So there's really, this dialogue is really good. The Moff, Gideon. Is it, what is that thing anyway? So really, I don't even know who was doing the voices, but some amazing writing. A little, you know, like slow it down. I don't know, just really funny, well written dialogue. I guess I don't know what else I'm trying to say. And actually, body language and acting. Can I see it? Do you get the point? Not good. Also, neither one of them has good, like neither one of these are top, would be top in their class at Speeder Bike Academy because they can't aim. They're tossing, they're doing spitballs. Also, there's a spray paint ball sound effect I liked. Love the body language, how much they're moving around. They say, oh, it could take a while. Don't worry. I just want to see it. Serves you right. Then we have the sound of the IG units. Old nurse droid, new nurse droid, I guess. IG unit making two steps. Step one, step two, I'm on screen. And the IG unit says some stuff. I guess I have closed captioning turned off here. Let's fix that. Let's remedy that. Holy. In closed captioning, they're Trooper 1 and Trooper 2. They're not in the Koopa Troopas, though. They're no Koopa Troopers, I'll tell you that much, even though they are in shells. So they say, well, actually, Scoots, we're in shells. We're not really, much like Koopa Troopers, we're not incredibly effective. And I say, okay, well, things I didn't realize, how much the two of you are like Koopa Troopers. Also, Scoots, I don't think they're called Koopa Troopers. And I'd say, so shall we all. make mistakes just like a human does. So it's just buying time as we wait for the IG unit to, well, there's also a fish quote, stuff it in my sack, they say. I think they said something a little bit different, but I said, oh, that's like a fish song. Get out of here. Oh, then the IG unit takes over because they say, get out of here. And they say, the IG unit says, are you refusing my request to take over the baby? You know, I'm going to take the baby with me. It's my charge. And then the IG unit says, because the IG unit has to send the troopers back to school. So it says to baby, oh, so sorry you had to see that. And speeder bike remains. So then the IG unit gets on a speeder bike and the Oso and the IG unit are out. That was unpleasant. Sorry you had to see that. And then we have the title card, Chapter 8 of the Redemption. Then I don't like, there's a showdown. Like a slow rising camera behind Gideon. There's lots of shots, a series of shots, as I like to say, of faces and zooms on Gideon. So we get everybody's face so we know, okay, wait, we still got Mando, Cara Dune, Grief Cargus, or Reef Cargus, whatever Scoots is going to call him. I don't know a lot about how the sun works on this planet, but the sun, it feels like it must be winter because of the way the sunlight is. Talk about the sewers. Yeah, sewers are good. Who wouldn't agree? What are they waiting for? I think that was my note. And then I guess we realize what it is in a minute. There were some confusing things, but we don't know Moff Gideon's full. We don't know everything about motivations, so, okay, let's get out of here. They try to get into the sewer. That doesn't work. They're setting up an e-web, which is like an e-cam. They say, well, let's get the sewer vent. They're trying to boot up this e-cam call recorder. That's a call recorder, e-cam call recorder. Podcasters use that for interviews. And they say, we're going to record all your calls. You got to put on a podcast, or you could come join the Moff Gideon, give up. And they say, neither. We're going to try to get out of here, but they can't get the sewer grate open. And then we have some good dialogue. Your astute panic. I love that term. Astute panic suggests you understand your situation. You know, I'd rather not do this. So I encourage a moment of consideration. And then he says, you got this e-cam call recorder, Cara Cynthia, the Cara's with a C, the Cynthia's with an S, Cara Cynthia Dune of Alderaan, who knows our old model, and is Din Djarin. D-I-N-D-J-A-R-I-N, or Mandalorian, who is familiar with the Thousand Tears, and Disgraced Magistrate, really good vocabulary words, Grief Cargus, unceremonious, search the wisdom of your years, something about unceremonious, so let's see, come outside. And, you know, work for me, or you'll have to make a podcast, or we'll figure something else out. Oh, yeah, unceremonious end. And we get some great action from Grief. He says, what do you propose? And they say, negotiation. Parents went away on a week's vacation. What assurance do you offer? And he says, you can't trust me. I'm motivated by my own self-interest. I'll act in my self-interest. Give you till nightfall. They said, why are they waiting? And he says, for your entertainment, Scoots, believe it or not. He said, well, that's polite of them. They also don't get, so there's a lot, I don't know if these were all tucked in here as like nods and inside jokes, but I think they are. Well, one, they use a term, mind player, but with, and I said, isn't that what it was called at Otter Things, the podcast about Emmett Otter that took place in the 80s from the Duffer Brothers? So they use that term, but I said, maybe that's an old Star Wars term. I don't know. And then Mandalorian says, I know who he is, Moff Gideon. Knew him as a lad. Or something, they say, he's no good. Everybody says that. He knew my name. And then Grief doesn't know that Mandalorian's like a way of life, not a, it's a creed. I wasn't born on Mandalore. It's a creed. Then we get a flashback, droids or bots. That was something I didn't look at, but I said, okay, there's droids and there's bots. But it reminded me of that TV show BattleBots. The hideout, a lot of maroon to wine colored robes, Mandalorian rescue, that Mandalorian has an antenna, uses the take my hand motion to Din Djarin. Almost everybody had a jetpack, and then the Mandalorian comes back, and that's how I know him. And he goes, but this is the thing. The child must have got away because why? He answers my question from earlier. Why are they waiting around? A child got away. Grief does a shot of Spotchka because you can tell it's Spotchka when it has glow cubes, blue glow cubes. Then the phone rings. It's Oso. They're not recording the call. Then IG-88 says Quill's out. Mando's not happy about that. And he says, I got to follow my base function. And the man goes, what? He goes, to nurse and protect, which reminded me of RoboCop, whose primary function was to serve and protect. Then we get some action going. Also, Grief has more Spotchka. There's building music as the IG heads into town, really doing some work. Jumps off his bike at some point. It's on. The IG unit says it's on to the break of dawn, or to dusk in this case. And he says, let's dance. We're not making any podcasts here with the ECAM call recorder. And they say, are you sure it's not the ECAM? And I said, I don't know. E-Web, according to officially. Kara hides out. Mando's outside with the IG unit. He gets the E-Web, the ECAM. Moff Gideon takes out the E-Web. Call recorder, also Mandalorian, he takes out, and Mandalorian gets a timeout. They go back in, they go, Jesus is our only way out. Kara's cradling Mando, try to remove the grate. Grief says, I love IG units, because the IG unit has what is that thing called? What is this called? Like where you cut metal, thingamajig with a heat. So he gets on that. Let's see, move the grate. I love IG units, but Mando's bell was rung. He says, go bye-bye without me. And Kara says, let's take your helmet off, get you some air. He goes, no. And then as they're trying to figure it out, this is when everything goes wild. A special trooper comes in, you know, former stormtrooper with stripes, and it's a skunk trooper, which we've never seen in all my days of Star Wars. I never associated, would have never thought, but the brilliance of whoever ran the Empire, or Moff Gideon, it's a skunk trooper, like, and just like you think. I said, holy Pepe Le Pew. That is not a cat. It's a skunk trooper. A trooper with a skunk-based distributor. And they say, well, this is it. And Mando says, just get out of here. This is the way. Leave me behind. I'll deal with the stinky trooper. And what happens is the skunk trooper tries to do some skunking. Like lay down the old skunk spray, and Baby Oso says, you think you, and you know, we've never seen that Baby Oso wears a diaper, also 50 years old. I'm not sure. Baby Oso looks like, we don't know. And Baby Oso says, in this case, I don't know if it was Baby Oso's diaper, but Baby Oso says, I have a stinky diaper. And it throws the diaper at the skunk trooper into the skunk spray, which rebounds with the diaper on the skunk trooper. And much like when Koa got skunked, it made it like, you know, that's when dogs run away. They don't like it. Who else doesn't like it? Their owners. Then Oso has to lie down to rest, of course, because that's like overwhelming. And then the IG unit gets the grate open, the sewer grate. And Mando says, go without me, leave me behind. They say, no, no, no. He says, take the baby. I'll stay. Take Oso. Do it. Do what? Oh, that's not yet. So he finally convinces Cara Dune and Greef Karga's to go without him. The IG unit says, don't worry about it. I'll take care of Mandalorian. But the Mandalorian actually doesn't like skunk smell. So see, he's kind of like beside himself. And there's just like a couple heartfelt moments. I mean, again, this level of writing is just dialogue writing here. I mean, everything came together, in my opinion. So he says, do it. And IG Unit says, do what? He says, just full skunk me, man. Leave me in behind and I'll be a stinkeroony. And the IG Unit says, no, no, no. I'm a nurse droid. I'm not a hunter or a, you know, stinker. You know, I'm not a leave time smoker, you know. Whatever that, you know, I'm not a lover on the run. I'm a nurse droid. And he says, I got to take off your helmet, though, because you can't have, I got to put this mix on you. It's like whatever I did when Koa got sprayed. Maybe, I can't remember, I looked it up on the internet, but maybe some sort of soap and hydrogen peroxide mixed together. But don't take my word for it. This is an IG unit. And he says, this will get the skunk smell right off you. It's back to spray. Kind of like AAA ointment in this thing. Obi says, I got to take your helmet off. And Mandalorian says, you can't do it. That's not the way. And he says, IG Unit says, I'm not a living thing. And then he says, hello, handsome. He takes off that helmet. Whoa. And then he does the thing for the AAA spray for the skunk smell. Then he talks about a central processing unit. He's like, I made a joke. They go down the halls below in the sewer. And the IG unit, like everybody's like, is Mando coming? And he comes. He's got his headlamp on. Then they're lost. They say, where are we going? And Mando goes, I don't know. I usually come in through the bazaar. I have no idea where we are. And Greef says, let's follow the river. And Mando says, we need the Mandalorians. They'll escort us out of here. And I'll just try to find their tracks. He does the old thermal imaging thing. Oh, they're close. But then we find that they left all their armor behind. And he says, oh, dear. Mando goes down to his knees. Oh, no. And they say, let's go. He goes, I can't leave. Then he gets mad. These are very typical reactions. He's mad at Greef. Did you do this? No, he goes, no, Mando goes, are you sure about this? Made Mandalorians take off their helmets. And then the armorer, she appears, she says, it's not his fault. And she goes, actually, no offense, but she goes, we revealed ourselves. And then, the Imperials had to deal with it. And Mandalorian says, oh, no. And she goes, I have to salvage what remains. That's a really nice term. Salvage what remains. Then, oh, come with us. Oh, no, they say, come with us. She says, no, I have to salvage what remains. They go into the armor temple. She's melting down armor. Then we have another great small moment. She says, show me the one, you know, that caused all this hassle poo. You actually got to read this dialogue because it's so good to you. Mercenaries, covert, this is what resulted. And just getting caught up here. show me the one who deemed, you know, this, whose safety, you know, had this fallout. And then she sees, oh, so cute. She says, oh, boy. And she goes, this is the one that you saved? And he goes, yeah, the one that saved me as well. From Mudhorn, eh? Yep, 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 siree. She goes, yeah, it doesn't look, He goes, yeah, it's not helpless, I'll tell you that much. It can move objects with its mind. And Armor says, I know of such things. Mandalore the Great dealt with these wizards named Jedi, or sorcerers named Jedi. And he goes, it's an enemy? She goes, no, 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 this one isn't an enemy. It's a foundling. It's in your care. And she says, basically, you got to reunite it with its own kind. This Mandalorian goes, no. She goes, this is the way, buddy. So that's your job. And he goes, huh, really interesting. But she's working on something the whole time. So it's not, he goes, so what if it's a bunch of wizards that don't like me? She goes, it's the way. Don't, you know, deal with it as, that a gymnast would say, deal with it, dude. And they say, what about a plan to get out of here? They go, she goes, underground descending tunnel, underground river, downstream to the lava flats. And they, she goes, you must go. Foundling is in your care. By creed. So this is a few different times. And the links get even deeper. She goes, by creed. Until it's united with its own kind, or it becomes of age, it's in your care. You're its father. Cara Dune makes a face at that. So does Oso. Papa. And that's when she says, this is the way. And she goes, by the way, congrats, you got your signet. Let me put it on you here. Because I just made it, and that's what kind of craftsperson I am. I can do three things at once. And she goes, you're a clan of two. Congrats. Mandalorian says, thank you. I'll wear this with honor. Then we hear, you know, people coming. I think she sends an IG unit to deal with it. Stormtroopers. They say, we got to get out of here. Oh, scouting party. And then the IG unit says, Kara, watch the baby. I'll go deal with them. And then she says, one more gift for you, Mandalorian, Rising Phoenix. You know it? And he goes, yeah, I tried it as a kid. And she goes, this will make you complete. It's a jetpack. He says, thank you. She goes, when you heal, start your drills, but don't, you know, don't go flying right away. And he goes, okay, I understand. This will make you complete the drills. And then they go, why don't you come with us? She goes, my place is here. But more coming. Then she says, Din Djarin, restock your munitions. Or maybe she says, IG unit, carry this backpack. And then hit the road. They say, thank you. Then there's great music. Holy moly. And then the armor, we get a great scene with the armor dealing with some stormtroopers. Really great moves. Then we have a lava river in a skiff with a ferry droid who's not functioning currently, but some cool lava. So the thing is kind of stuck, and Cara Dune has to do it. But I put 33 minutes here, so let's see what this is. There must be something else of significance. Maybe another Creed joke, probably. Oh, because there's just more than one link to Creed from the Apollo Creed and then the movie's Creed. Okay, they're trying to get the boat moving. Push it, come on. Mandalorian kicks it. Cara Dune uses her brain first to get it loose. And then she says, common sense, guys, what the heck? She goes, it's lava. You just got to remelt it or knock it loose. So good job. Oh, watch your feet. It's molten lava, by the way. Oh, she goes, no kidding. I think that's what it was, that joke. Droid wakes up. It's a R2 unit. Molten lava, no kidding. get to work, droid, moving us. First, they have trouble, I think, communicating. Anyone here speak droid? A little more comedy. And then, Grief Gargus raises his voice. Instead of saying, oh, I speak droid, he just talks louder. And he says, take us down river. Then they go down. We also see these lava otters that have their otters with red eyes, like a river otter, but a lava otter. And then they say, oh boy, we're free. And I say, come on, Grief, give me a break, man. Don't you know anything about structure of stories? You're not free yet. You know, we got two more challenges to in the next 8 minutes. The main lord goes, no, there's a bunch of them waiting for us down there, a platoon. And they say, stop the boat. They just said it would float down there. And they say, droid, Kara loses her temper. She says, droid, stop the boat. I'm talking to you. And Grief says, you got to raise your voice and talk really loud. Still moving. Unacceptable. Looks like we'll have to deal with them. Too many. IG unit says, this is an unacceptable outcome. I'll deal with it and you can get away. Mandalorian says, not possible. And Iguna says, not my objective. Security protocols for my manufacturer, remember? It can't be compromised. And Mandalorian kind of says, no. And then Iguna says, yeah, this is the only choice. I can no longer carry this for you, so your jetpack, nor watch over the child. Mandalorian says, isn't that your job? Your base command supersedes your protocols. And Iguna says, yeah, but you just have to give me permission that you're going to watch the kid that's now your child, baby Oso, and then I can save the day. Your child, he says, we need you. And Iguna says, victory through combat is impossible. Wisdom of droids. Just tell me you're going to watch over the child, and I can do it. The child will be tell me the child will be safe in your care. And again, at a pinnacle moment, just enough comedy. He says, "There's nothing to be sad about. I've never been alive." I mean, really touching. This is the not comedy part. That was the touching part. That's at 35:55. And the Mandalorian says, I'm not sad. He goes, and then IGN says, yes, you are. I'm a nurse droid. Just the right amount. I don't know how they, like, then he walks through lava, heads out, tells some stormtroopers, hey, by the way, my manufacturer's protocol makes you all go bye-bye. And they're all out. Then the skiff comes out of the thing, and Grief's cargo says, once again, too soon Grief. That was his nickname. That's why they call him Grief Cargo, because they said every time he thinks things are going good, then they're not, because he says, we're good, hooray. And then a TIE fighter comes with Gideon. We see Gideon misses on his first pass. Then at 37:50, again, he says, let's make the baby do the magic hand. This is my dog. I mean, I cracked up too, but he says, make the baby do the magic same hand thing. Hey, baby, do the magic hand thing. Then Kara has a look, and then the baby does something funny. And they say, geez, I'm out of ideas. And the Mandalorian says, I'm not. He says, I got a jetpack. So then he tags along with the Mandalorian. He says, he holds on to the ship. He uses his restocked munitions to say bye-bye, Gideon and your TIE fighter. Then the Mandalorian lands with his jetpack. He's pretty good. He's like a natural jetpacker. Must have had good drills as a kid. And then we get some more good dialogue that I wanted to mention. Impressive, Mando. Very impressive. That's what Grief says. Your guild rates are up. Sun's going down now. Kara says, I think we clean this place up. I'm going to stay around, though. Oso's not so sure. And they say, why are we going to stay here? And Grief says, Navarro's a great planet. No more scum and villainy. Very respectable. You know, just some typical Star Wars humor in a good way. Because some of my favorite people are bounty hunters. Maybe Kara will join my ranks. She goes, I got to get my chain coat cleaned up. And he goes, if you work with me, no doubt about it, I'll clean that up. Clerical concerns are the least of your worries. Mando, you're welcome back with open arms. Oso's watching this. He said, go off, have a good time. And then you'll have your pick of quarries. And Mando goes, he picks up his baby, Oso, the child. He says, yeah, I got more pressing matters at hand. And care, everybody wants to touch Oso's ears, which she does. Take care of the little one. Then Grief touches Mando's ear. I mean, not Mando's ears. And they say, all right, take care, man. Mando walks off, not into the sunset. Then he flies off with Oso, who looks after Grief and Kara, who look after him. More pressing matters. Music on you. Mando jets out. Oso eyes. Then we say goodbye to Queel. Goodbye. Sun's getting even lower. Then we're back on the ship. Mando puts Oso in a basket. His basket. By the way, there's another. If you're looking for a second floating pram, it's in Werner Herzog's office. Another one, even better made. He notices Oso sucking on his Mandalorian necklace. It's in his mouth and around his neck. He says, hang on to that, kid. The music is just so good. We will talk about that. They take off. Then we see Kara and Grief walking. We see the ship in the sky. Old whatever ship it was called that I forgot. Forgot the name of the ship. I was hoping I would jog it out of my brain. But, yeah, not coming. Yeah, then we get a wait a second thing. Because as we see, as the camera pans to the left, we see the TIE fighter. There's Jawas on it, but it's still somewhat intact. That's Moff Gideon's. And then we see like this laser knife, like not a lightsaber, but something similar. And it glows. He gets out of his ship holding this sword, laser saber, I'd call it. He climbs up high, looks around like pride. Also, he does a lot of glaring. And the episode ends, I believe it ended with 13 to 12 to 14 paintings, but, you know, somewhere between 12 and 14, but I could be wrong. And so that was the episode. Now let's do some quick coverage here of some stuff from the episode. Am I right or am I right? Okay, so the most important thing is, you know, I don't read anything about the critical response because... or critical opinions of the show, just because I don't want to mix myself up. But I can imagine that the music has been getting accolades. And Ludwig Göransson and I may be pronouncing that incorrectly, is a Swedish composer, conductor, and record producer. You may have heard of him before because he's got quite a body of work, but really, I mean, I don't even know what to say about, I'd love to watch some extras about the music on this series, because I don't think I can say enough about the use of music and sound effects, but by reading. So if you've seen any Ryan Coogler movies, so Fruitvale Station, Black Panther, Creed, and Creed 2. So just talk about a small world, it's just funny. Donald Glover or Childish Gambino, Kendrick Lamar, Chance the Rapper, Community, Happy Endings, New Girl, Collaborator with Childish Gambino, produced This Is America, originally from Sweden, film and TV composer, worked with a fellow USC graduate, Ryan Coogler, who's from Oaktown on Fruitvale Station. Then signed a deal with Jay-Z's Rock Nation as a composer. Worked on the movie We're the Millers. Then worked on Creed. Then worked on Black Panther. I'm sure in between tons and tons of stuff. I'm just running through what I have here in front of me. Also Trolls World Tour. So maybe even has worked with the Goof Boys. So, you know, who knows? Which would then just circle back to Lynn. You got worked on Community with Donald Glover. So links to Dan Harmon. So just like, talk about cool. Wow. I mean, but all that aside, holy moly, the music on this show. I mean, you should just like you say, well, what, it's a huge part of Star Wars and most things, but this was not John Williams' music, even in stylistically. I guess you can't say, oh, better or, you know, you don't compare it that way, but, it was just brilliant. I mean, I can't say enough about it. Okay, let's get some SAT words. Covert, COVERT, not openly practiced, avowed, or engaged in, accumulated, or shown. Covered over, sheltered. That was the case in this episode. Or a covered place, a hideout, a thick underbrush. That's covert. Also concealed, you know. So that's one word may come up. How about so shall we all? It's actually so say we all, and that was a phrase in the TV show Battlestar Galactica. But it's also the name of the unofficial, complete, uncensored oral history of Battlestar Galactica. So I found this review of the book on Tor.com by Ryan Britt from August 21st, 2018. You know, a lot of, this is paraphrasing, that a lot of behind-the-scenes books, you know, show the flashy sides or, you know, about the, you know, like the stuff behind the scenes. But Ed Gross and Mark A. Altman turned their journalistic sensibilities into the real story behind Battlestar Galactica. And guess what? Turns out most of the people who worked with one another liked each other a lot. It's easy to take one huge takeaway from So Say We All. It's that the struggles of both versions of Battlestar Galactica mirrored the premises of both series. The actors and writers face more adversity from without than within because of other things, outside forces trying to shut it down. So it's a book. If you're a Battlestar Galactica fan, sci-fi TV show fan, check out that book. So say we all. Okay, aerosol paint, aka spray paint. You looked that up because I said, what about that thing in the spray paint can? It's a type of paint, according to Wikipedia, sealed pressurized container aerosol spray by depressing a valve. Leaves a smooth, evenly coated surface unless Scoots is doing it. Sometimes you use primer. History-wise, 1949, Edward Seymour of Sycamore, Illinois, added paint to existing spray can technology at his wife Bonnie's suggestion. So it should be Bonnie who gets the credit, by the way. Got a patent for that in 1951. Many aerosol paints have a marble, metal, glass, or plastic ball called a PEA inside the can used to mix the paint. This is very good for the paint to be transferred from one thing to another. I don't understand that. It's got a valve, you know, it gets used everywhere, but also unmistakable sound, that sound of that the P metal thing in the can. Here's another word for you students out there. Astute, A-S-T-U-T-E, astute. As an adjective, it means quickly or critically discerning or shrewd or crafty. This is according to Wikidictionary. And I guess that's it. Anagrams. I can't find, oh, statue. So there's another one. If you're a statue, astute. And then here's another one, magistrate, M-A-G-I-S-T-R-A-T-E, magistrate. I mean, these aren't going to win you the Scripps spelling bee or, you know, get you a 2000 on the SAT. So it'll help, you know. Yeah, that's all I'm looking to do. Magistrate is a judicial officer with limited authority to administer and enforce the laws. A high official, a comparable official, or someone with a master's degree. So nothing great. Anagram is stereogamata. Let's just look up that word. S-T-E-R-I-G-M-A-T-A. Stereogamata. Which is a plural of stereogmatum, which I might have gone down some, it's a thin projection of the basidium in those fungi that bear a basidophore. So any of that is for the kids, any of that you could look up, that one you'll have to look up on your own if you want to win the spelling bee and, have a perfect score on the SAT, because that is beyond me. But you could just use the links and do some link following. You could figure that out. Now, I know that there's a TV show, BattleBots, but, you know, I was like, I watched BattleBots, but I was a Robot Wars fan before BattleBots. It would be on late Sunday nights, the Craig Charles version. I guess Jeremy Clarkson was on one season, then Craig Charles was on like 6 seasons. I didn't watch it after. Oh, there was a long break, and then I guess it got rebooted. It was a robot competition, British television from 1998 to 2004. So that's when I was watching it, at the end of the 90s, the beginning of late night TV. Amateur and professional roboteers operating their own remote-controlled robots in an arena, but there's also, like, obstacle courses and stuff. It was on BBC Two, then BBC Choice, then Channel 5, then there was a revival. Jeremy Clarkson was in the first series, and then Craig Charles, you know, Red Dwarf Craig Charles, from Master Mayhem. He was so good. I just, like, that's what made the show for me. And then I had trouble transitioning to BattleBots. Not that I didn't like it or everybody involved with that. It was just that Craig was so good. Then they, you know, did a U.S. version, a Netherlands version. So that was like Robot Wars. BattleBots, now, they did have Sklar Brothers at some point. Oh, Bill Nye was on it. Tim Green, Molly McGrath, Samantha Ponder, Carmen Electra. Oh, there's the Sklars. That's when I watched it. It was when the Sklars were on it. So that was similar, but that one was more just battles and like robots having like dance competitions. It was offshoot of Robot Wars. Let's see. Oh, I guess some partners, you know, it was in, oh, Sam Robot Bird. Oh, I think I almost tried to go to it. There was one time 40,000 people watched a live stream in Long Beach. It was pretty good. I mean, I just remember watching that one series with the Sklars, but it looks like there was a lot of other ones. So I probably saw some of the other ones as well. So that was another thing I'll link to. Let's see. We got one last thing I went to. At some point, someone, Hold On came up, which is a Wilson Phillips song from 1990. And the debut album, Wilson Phillips. and it got Song of the Year. Oh no, Lost to From a Distance by Julie Gold and performed by Bette Midler. So I mean, what are you gonna do? Yeah, it was a number one. It became their first number one single in 1990. Hold On peaked it in the UK. So just a song, you know, everybody started. I don't want to go too deep into it. And then finally, before we say goodnight, here's Wendy Marshtrap. Hey, everybody, it's me, Wendy Marshtrap, your favorite traveler from Star Wars, and letting you know places you could go other than when you go on Star Tours or those theme parks. If you really want to go to Star Wars, here's a fun place for you to visit. And I'm here with my Dewback Dewey. Telling you to check out Alderaan, which is a planet in Star Wars. It's blue-green, and it's a terrestrial planet. Cara Cynthia Dune is from there. Mostly humanoid inhabitants, also the home planet of Princess Leia, by the way. Now, you do need a time machine if you want to go, but, I mean, either way, it was a long time ago. So don't worry about, you know, if you're a real Star Wars fan, you might say, what? But you could still visit it because, you know, the only way to visit is through fan fiction, fantasy machine. Its population peaked to around 2 billion and, you know, a lot of stuff going into it. But I just want you to know that it's beautiful. It has beautiful lakes, a bit like people say, like, you know, George Clooney goes to Lake Cuomo. Well, there's Lake Thune in Alderaan, which is beautiful. And you should think about visiting there. There's also mountains and snow. So if you like, you know, snow stuff, you could go there. So that's just a few ways that you could visit Alderaan. Check it out. Go visit it. Enjoy it. Alderaan. This is Dewey Dewback. Oh, no, this is Wendy Marshtrap and Dewey the Dewback. For, you know, just saying, visit some stuff in Star Wars. Good night. I want to thank everybody that recently became a patron. Catherine, Tracy, and Stevie, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Jason, Ellen, and Caitlin, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Mary with an I, Leah and Aaron, thanks, and good night. Eileen, Michelle, and Tom, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Alex, Betsy, and Rebecca, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Jessica, Daniel, and Sean, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Miriam, Tim, and Jason, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Jake, Joshua, and Steve, thanks, and good night. Wiggles, Kendall, and Locke, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Paul, Liz, and Polly, thanks, and good night. Naomi, Justin, and Birdie, thanks, and good night. Rita, Linda, and Amy, thank you, thanks, and good night. Noreen, Lexi, and Whitney, thanks, and good night. Dennis, Craig, and Samantha, thanks, and good night. Katie with a C, Brianna, and David, thank you, thanks, and good night. Robert, Henson, and Mary, thank you, thanks, and good night. And Ryan and Laura, thanks, and good night. Thanks, everybody who supports the show. Assuming Me Exists is a free podcast because people support the show directly on Patreon, buy the merch, support the sponsors. That's really how we keep the show free for everybody. And then we grow as a podcast by people spreading the word. Holy mackerel, are you listeners good at spreading the word? Thank you so much. And speaking of spreading the word, here's a podcast coming up I want you to know about. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month. And what you can expect to see on... in the public feed too. Now I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only. And then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from. On Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, And on Android, you could try out Pocket Cast or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boyfriends level. I have 4 podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them, and so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53. Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode 1 of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like, you don't need support, but if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in the, at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback, feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.